hour of Wilde and Tausch. Jesse, before we continue our Packers player acquisition conversation and get to some texts, what's the update on our search for help from the University of Wisconsin-Madison Chemistry Department on Tausch's ice conundrum?
I talked to Mary. Mary, very, very nice lady over in the chemistry department, administrative assistant. She is sending an email to the entire department trying to find the perfect person for us. So we are really causing a disruption in the chemistry department. Hopefully they are not on the cutting edge of any research this morning so that they have some free time to help us out.
And we'll leave the Bunsen burner on for you. Nice.
Hey, why? Can I ask you this? Why would the Texans get rid of Mercilus? They already paid him. His contract is guaranteed for the year. He's still playing good for him. They got nothing back. Is
correct.
It just because they're nice and they want him to go win?
No. 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 Subtracting a player who could still play for you does what?
Makes you stink.
Yeah. They're going to trade Deshaun Watson, aren't they? To Miami, it appears.
It
could be done by the end of the week, according to the Houston Chronicle.
I still have no clue how what has been accused of him, that he's getting paid still. Like, this is insanity to me. Like, Ben Roethlisberger missed 6 weeks with one person accusing him. And yet Deshaun Watson's getting paid, and he finds a way to get traded? That makes no sense to any common sense person. It's insanity to me.
And also, with what he has been
he's
accused
24
of.
24 accusations.
Yes, and
he's innocent
until proven guilty.
It's just,
I understand. Right. But let's say it's not the Miami Dolphins. Let's say it's the Green Bay Packers. Okay? Aaron Rodgers left. Jordan Love stinks. They need a quarterback. What is the feeling if you're on the fan base of the team acquiring him? I don't care. He's really good. Or, this is kind of unsavory. I feel dirty as a fan. I would feel uncomfortable, personally.
I think you'll be able to kind of rest in that middle ground here and say, well, I don't think charges have been brought, right? Once there's charges brought, it's over. He can't. You can't bring him in. That's why it's crazy to me that anybody would trade anything for him. It would have to be condition. What, do you put a condition in there as long as he's not indicted?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Because once you made the trade, it's not like the Texans are going to say, oh, okay. He's now been indicted. We'll take him back.
All right, but you can't. You would have to make the conditional picks, and you have to give it a year or two. You couldn't give a first-round pick this year because things aren't going to be resolved by then.
I mean, it depends what he's going to warrant in the trade, because if the Texans think he's just never going to play for them again, they trade him for like a fifth-round pick or something like that. If I'm Miami, I'm willing to spend a fifth-round pick to try and get him.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's going to be worth, but like, if you send a fifth-round pick,
Jesse,
and you say, okay, if you can play, if you get cleared, if everything legally plays out and you're good, sweet, we got a franchise quarterback. And if you end up in a world of trouble and you're going away for a while, okay, we lost the fifth-round pick. We took a gamble on it. Who cares?
The league has been uber inconsistent on a lot of things. This one, they should be ashamed of themselves for how this has been handled. This has been handled brutally. And I think for everybody trying to say that they're, you know, progressively moving in the right direction, all this, point back to this and say he has not been suspended. They have a list that they could put him on, and they don't. The list is made for a scenario like this, and he's still on the Texans. It's insanity. And then, from a competitive standpoint, they don't get anything for Whitney Mercilus. Hey, it's great for us. I'm happy. But it makes no sense to me if you're going to say you care about competitive balance. Really? Doesn't seem like it, but hey, if you want
to
stink and
be,
if you want to stink and tank and do all that stuff, hey, good luck to you. I don't want anything. I do not want to ever see Green Bay down this road because it's embarrassing. Next.
By the way, Jesse inadvertently inventing the worst Snickers commercial ever with that. Trading for a fifth round pick. Huh? Gonna be unavailable for a while? Jesse, what do we have on the talk and text line on the text portion of our discussion of whether Goody has altered his approach because of Aaron Rodgers?
Nick in Poinette. I don't think this is really going all in. Interest in Gilmore, ooh, signing Merciless is necessary because of injury. Needs to be a big splash trade for me to believe otherwise.
Now that's interesting that the idea that they've added these guys is purely out of, I don't want to say desperation, but they haven't faced these types of injuries during Goody's tenure. So we don't know how he would have replaced injured players, mm-hmm, because they haven't had that many injured players.
Well, who did you say sent this over?
Nick in Poinette.
Okay, Nick, first of all, I love Poinette. Beautiful, beautiful part of the state.
Have they changed their high school mascot?
I don't know. I don't know, so I can't comment on that. All I can tell you is you don't have cap space to take on a star that what you're hoping for. I wanted Gilmore. The money couldn't make sense. They have squeezed every penny and moved it down the road. They've kicked every can that they possibly can. And I'm not hating on them for doing that. So as much as you can say, this is what all in looks like, Packer fans. You don't have to agree with it, but it's the truth. This is it.
All in based on their financial salary cap situation.
You have limitations that you, and you have, this isn't Ted carrying $20 million over and trying to sign a couple guys to long-term extensions at the end of the season. This is all in. This is where we're at, and we should be excited about it, not saying, well, I want this. We want a lot of stuff. Doesn't mean you're going to get it. We have a good football team that is doing everything they can to improve, and with guys staying healthy, coming back, my stack team continues to get more and more stacked. That's where we're at. This team is in a position to win a championship. That's all we as fans can hope for.
Poinette Pumas. The current,
yeah, what's wrong
name
with a puma?
Yeah.
Ah, well, they used to be the Indians, much like the Auburndale Apaches. What are they now?
I don't even know. I hate to say this, but I'm not going to even go down this road.
JR.
I understand that. Believe me, I'm clear on that already.
JR in the car, although he sent this text saying JR on the car. So do you think he's sitting
so
on
he's
top
sitting
of
on the hood?
Car? Yeah.
Kind of like a senior picture type.
Sitting on the top of his car, listening to the show. I like that.
Is he a Poinette Puma?
In the words of Uncle Homer from JR on the car, I don't know anything about why Goody's doing it, but I love everything about what he's doing.
That is fantastic.
It is proof the GM is trying, whether it's to be safe, to save his own butt, or to keep Rodgers happy, or whatever. Keep him coming.
Yeah, that's a good text. Well done. I don't care why he's doing it. I'm just glad he's doing it is a pretty good response, frankly. And I don't blame people for feeling that way. Again, we'll have to wait and see how effective Whitney Merciless is. And, Tausch, I wrote about Jalen Smith. I know you're an avid reader of the Wisconsin State Journal, home delivery and a digital subscription. Appreciate your support. I tried not to judge Jalen Smith. I tried to give him every benefit of the doubt in the story I wrote.
But you made a snap judgment after one game. Okay.
New system. Just got here. Limited role. But he struggled in his first game. I think you like the word struggled. I think it's the gentlest way of saying that you weren't very good. So I use that. I took a page out of your book. Do you think he will prove to have been a helpful addition? Or are you a skeptic?
I think if we're expecting any more than good special teams play from him, then we don't have a team that's going to be a championship team. I think he is going to have a role. I think he is going to be a part of this championship. But if it's he needs to be Fred Varner or Devondre Campbell, I think we're now in trouble. But if he's going to be, hey, fill a role, You know, if you have to come in and, you know, whatever his role is going to be on defense, but be a dog, one of these core special teams guys, I'm on board with that. But anything else? No, I don't think that's what our expectations are. He's not the guy that signed a $50 million contract. He is a minimum guy. Keep your expectations along with what you're paying him, and you're going to be pretty happy with what he does.
All about expectations. Well, guess what? When it comes to a new snow thrower from Aaron's, you should have sky-high expectations, and they're going to exceed them no matter how high they are. They are the best in the business. I can speak for that, and so can you if you add to your garage an Aaron's snow thrower. And now's the time to do it before the snow flies. I'm going to be still telling you about it when the snow's here, people, but why wait and then be rushing to Aarons.com or your authorized Aarons local dealer to get your snow thrower after you've got a foot of snow in your driveway. Don't wait. Do it now. We have trick-or-treated in the snow, people. It's happened. Get ready for winter and do it before the snow hits with your friends at Aarons. If you've already got an Aarons snow thrower, go get it tuned up. Get it ready. I have not done that yet. I have to practice what I preach, because I certainly am not going to do the tune-up myself. And if you don't have one, know what it's like to be an Aaron's owner and know that you get to be that neighbor who takes care of everybody's driveway and everybody's sidewalk because you enjoy your Aaron's snow thrower that much. Check out Aarons.com to find out more. Party like it's 2010, or as some people on the panel might say, Ot-10? That's what Aaron Rodgers is doing. A very interesting comment that Tausch teased earlier in the show from the quarterback that we heard yesterday. You will hear it next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you.
Today, Aaron Rodgers, during his time with us. By the way, he also said something before I get to what he said about 2010. Tausch, he said that he doesn't like to give cliched answers. And he, I don't want to say criticized those who give them, but like somebody asked him about it, this being a trap game. And he said he doesn't believe in those, and if somebody's telling you that they are, it's just cliched answers. They don't really want to answer the question. Do you believe that he genuinely cares, that he gives us good stuff?
I do. I think
so, too.
I think he is... I actually think he appreciates good journalism and good stuff, rather than... I think what bothers him is the lazy clickbait, attention-grabbing stuff, because he's at the forefront of it. So when you ask him a pointed, good, interesting question, I think he gets excited about that. So, yeah, I think the bottom line in your business is that people are going to give you a bunch of nothing because they don't want to make news. They want... The thing that always is interesting to me is there is so much pressure on professional athletes in the NFL, and you know, let's just go with the NFL. Why anyone wants to add pressure to themselves or to their team with there being enough, and especially now with this Twitter and megaphone magnification of everything, I respect the guys that will do it and put themselves out there. But for most players, it's simply not worth it. That's why you get cliched answers, and that's why Belichick and Mike McCarthy and some of the other great coaches will tell you BBD. Because they don't need to give you anything, because it doesn't do them any good.
Well, yesterday he gave us something that definitely was not a cliched answer. We were talking about some of the acquisitions they've made, and he hearkened back, without actually saying the year and the team, to the last Super Bowl champion the Green Bay Packers have had. Here's Aaron Rodgers.
This season is beginning to remind me a little bit of a season over a decade ago where we've had a number of injuries and in the course of the season added certain pieces to the mix that ended up playing a big role down the line. I think you guys can imagine what season I'm talking about.
I think you guys can imagine what season I'm talking about.
2011?
I said 2008? What, do you guys want 6-10? No, he's talking about 2010 when you won a Super Bowl. Mark Tauscher's final season. Coincidence? I think not. Do you get that feeling, or is that, while I ate it up, and you know I did.
Yeah.
Although I did save the quote so Jim Polzin could use it in his column instead of using it myself. I loved it. But is it true?
No, I don't think so. I think it's definitely different. But I like the fact Aaron put it out there because he's a big visualization guy, and he understands what he says is big-time messaging to his team, and that's another reason why I think he takes his relationship with the media seriously. But no, I don't think at this point it's – and we were a 3-3 football team struggling, and this is not going to end up being a 10-6, 10-7 team. This will be a team that's going to be a favorite. There was an underdog mentality, and I think that is a big part of what kind of transpired. Team got hot. Young players really stepped up and kind of grabbed hold and became really good players. This is almost the opposite, where you have a lot of young guys that have stepped up early that are going to be passing a torch back to veteran players to kind of recalibrate. And hopefully they're not needed again. So for as much as it's great fun for people to write that story and to tell.
Oh, I loved it. Yeah.
I don't think it's an apropos comp. I just don't.
Apropos. Fun word to say. Easy word to spell?
I don't know if you spell it like it sounds. I'm assuming so. So, yeah, it would be
apropos.
Fun to spell.
There's an S at the end. I know that.
Yep. Is that Latin or is that French?
It's a great question. I think it's Portuguese, as you like to say. So, do you believe that Aaron Rodgers believes that, or was he just trying to be entertaining?
I think he wants to believe it. I honestly, you feel like it was wistful in his eyes when he's saying it. And he didn't want to say it because he didn't want to put it out there, but he put it out there without actually having to say it. He is hoping, and as we all know, hope is not a strategy. And I think he talks about kind of, and I heard him on McAfee kind of talking a little bit about you kind of get that right mix where you get some old guys, young guys, and everything kind of is the right formula.
Sure.
I think that's what he's hoping for. And I hope this team has that success, but it's just going to be a different path. And winning a championship is incredibly hard, as we've seen. And the fact that he is now, I think he probably was taken aback when he had to say, gosh, it's been 11 years.
It's been 11 years.
And there was a wistfulness in his eyes when he said that, I think he is really hoping and wanting this to be the same thing as that. But it's just, I don't think it's a great comp.
If I ever write a novel, the opening sentence will be, there was a wistfulness in his eyes. We will see how this season plays out. But yes, I am 100% guilty of loving that reference and getting very excited about it. Speaking of things I'm excited about, I didn't realize that it would make a comeback. And I don't know if Dennis in Nashville's contribution will be used or not.
Oh, I have a feeling.
But the triumphant Halloween tradition returns. Are we going to do this once a week until Halloween? Spooky or fluky is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella at 855-PELLA-WI or visit online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Don't let me go. Who cares what they see? Who cares what they know? Where we're from. Man's white flower. It's in every living thing. Mind, use your power. Spirit, use your wings.
Time for the game that is sweeping the nation as Halloween approaches. Or at least sweeping our show and making its second appearance. What was the, before we did it last week, did we do it last year around Halloween, or was that like 2 years ago around Halloween?
I don't think Halloween had anything
to
do with it.
No, we did it around Christmas.
Yeah, I feel like Jesse just loves to say, spooky. I think that's what's kind of triggered this whole thing.
We did it around Christmas because I remember Sarah Tauscher texted us saying, why are you doing this at Christmas time? Yeah. Which made sense. Good question.
Fair. Well, it's not Christmas.
Jesse, are you afraid of Sarah still after she scolded you? Are you kind of a little bit afraid of her?
I don't even remember being scolded.
No, I remember her scolding you.
That sounds like an only child. Doesn't even remember being in trouble. I'm still afraid of Sarah. I love Sarah, but she scares me a little bit. I don't want to be on her bad side ever. That is not a place that I want to reside. But I do want to reside in Spooky or Flukyville.
Is it spooky or fluky?
Guys, the guy has produced like Grammy-winning artists.
So
in
just
Nashville.
Wait, that is Dennis's creation?
Yes.
That is really good.
And he's getting us spooky or fluky on.
See, I know Dennis hates my voice, but I love his opener right there.
No, his wife does.
Well, that's kind of by proxy.
Welcome into Spooky or Fluky. This week, I'll share an NFL team with you, and you must say whether they are spooky good, as in the Packers could be scared of them winning the Super Bowl, or if they're fluky and not really a Super Bowl contender.
So this actually makes sense, the spooky fluky. Last week, I couldn't tell what it even meant. So now I like this. Okay.
Mike McCarthy's Dallas Cowboys, are they spooky or fluky? Tausch?
Fluky. I love how everybody is on their bandwagon. I hope for Mike and for Rob and Al and Scotty and Joe. I mean, it is Green Bay South. And I have, there's a lot of folks down there that I am pulling for to do well. But they defensively, they're doing it with smoke and mirrors, man. Diggs is a stud. He's picking passes off left and right. I still don't believe in that defense. Don't care what Dan Quinn has to say. I think that Green Bay would love to play the Dallas Cowboys in the playoffs. So, fluky, fluky, fluky for me.
I'm going to pick with my heart and my storytelling mind as opposed to realistically. I'm going to say spooky, and I'm calling it here. Mark the tape. Packers, Cowboys at Lambeau Field in the NFC Championship game to decide who goes to the Super Bowl.
I'll bet you on that. How much you want to bet on that?
I don't want to bet anything. I don't think that's going to happen, but I want it to happen.
Is it tell the story. Spooky or fluky?
Hey, so since Dennis's thing has become such a hit, can we get him? I have an idea for a new segment. Can we get him to do that too, or are we going to have to start paying him?
I think we could get away with one once we start going
so we
back
ask
to the
for
mill.
Two, it's probably. I respect that.
It's like a free sample. Like you get one for free, and then if you go back for a second, they start seeing.
You're
going to buy the ham or no?
Are you going to buy the ham?
Yeah, no, if you're dabbling at the little sample store.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get two. I think you can grab two. Once you go for a third, you're kind of mandated to buy whatever you're eating.
Dennis has been supporting this show and me dating back to its previous incarnation of Green and Gold Today. I think he might donate his talents at least one more time.
All right, I'm going to have you make an ask, and we'll see.
Will you forgive him and his wife for questioning the quality of your own voice?
Oh, no, she can think that.
He was worried. He sent me a note. He was worried that you were
upset. No, I am completely fine. I want honesty, baby. Tell me it honestly, and I can live with it. So, yes, especially if he gives us this open, I'm totally on board. Yep. Okay.
How about the Arizona Cardinals? Undefeated. Thursday night football, 1 week from tonight.
Mm-hmm. Spooky? Tosh, you can't make everyone fluky, by the way.
No, I'm not going to.
Are they spooky or fluky?
I would say spooky.
With that coach, you think their coach is a moron.
They still... No, I don't think he's a moron. I just don't think he was qualified for the job he got, which I'll stand with.
Sorry.
They did bring in Kyler Murray without... Old boy, I don't know if they do. And he has proven to be a really good quarterback at this level. They have veteran players. They have a great receiving core. They have a really good defensive line. Their pass rush is outstanding. You factor all those things in, and they are going to spook you out. They are going to be somebody you have to be concerned about, for sure. And especially if they can continue to win and have that home field. But that division is still tough. I still do not think they end up winning that division, and I don't think they're going to be the one seed. And if they're not the one seed, I'm not spooked by it.
So if they win the Thursday night game between the Packers and the Cardinals,
they'll have a three-game lead on Green Bay.
Will you view them as...
2.5.
Like you viewed the Cowboys in 07 when they beat you on a Thursday night and Favre got hurt and Rodgers went into the game and they were going to be the number one seed and you were the number two seed, but you didn't really think they were that good? Is that how you'll view the Cardinals now, 15 years later?
I don't know if I thought the Cowboys were pretty good when we played them, and I thought having to go back down there was going to be tough sledding. I think this will be a case where Arizona's going to be around. They have kind of the components you're looking for. So, especially with that receiving core of Jair Alexander, depending on his health, it's a team that I think matches up well with Green Bay.
I'm going to say they're spooky. I think they're really spooky.
That's it? Just you think they're legit?
I was trying to manage the clock properly.
Ah.
Is it spooky or fluky?
How about the Cleveland Browns in action on Thursday Night Football tonight? No Baker Mayfield, but a lot of offensive talent when they're healthy. Tausch, are the Cleveland Browns spooky or fluky?
Fluky. They don't have it this year. I think it's really hard when you've been moribund for so long. Ooh. Then you have a year that you're feeling pretty good about yourself. Offensive line is the strength of their team, and they both tackles are out. Both are not playing tonight. You got a backup quarterback. Both of their tailbacks are out. Whenever your team is built on one thing, and then that foundation you find has cracks, and that the wall is starting to come down, can they regroup? For as much talent as they have on defense, that defense hasn't been very good. So they have not handled success well. I think that division has gotten better. They are dropping off the cliff. I think they can recalibrate and maybe level off. But I don't think anybody is spooked out by them as a Super Bowl contender at this point.
I believe they're fluky as well. I believe they're in that phase, kind of like the Packers of the 90s under Holmgren, where they're kind of learning how to be good. I'm still not sold on Baker Mayfield, although I respect his efforts to try and play with a torn labrum in his non-throwing shoulder. If he turns out to be like Brett Favre after he pretended to be Brett Favre in his pre-draft photo, if you remember that, if he turns out to be some reasonable facsimile, they may continue on the same path that the Packers of the 90s did.
But I'll tell you what, right it now, would be fluky. It'd be great for the NFL if somehow Cleveland could stay a contender for a while, because that city, great football town, hard. It's like it's the Milwaukee of Ohio, and again, Ohio and Wisconsin, very parallel when it comes to its cities in the state.
I've heard they're very similar. Yes, I've heard it both ways.
Is it spooky or fluky?
Last one. In the NFC North, the Minnesota Vikings. Minnesota Vikings, are they spooky to the Green Bay Packers or fluky, Tausch?
Total fluky. They are... Now, when Dalvin Cook is healthy, they can do some things on offense. And I think they will be... When all said and done, I think they'll be hovering right with the Bears around that Mendoza line right there. At eight and nine. I don't like this 17th game. Buddy.
I don't either.
So sick.
Some big adjustments.
Player safety, my blank. Like, get out of here with your. I don't want to hear anybody talk player safety if they're that's another pet peeve of mine. But the Vikings are not. They're Fluke City USA. They win games. Their kicker wins. They have been uber competitive. I want to give Zim credit because I respect him as a coach. I think he's always got his guys trying to figure it out, but I don't buy them for a minute. No.
They have lost some, like, last-second gut-wrenchers. It is good! No, he missed it.
It is good! No, he missed it.
Good. There's been a couple of others that weren't quite as entertaining that they've lost closely as well. Kirk Cousins is completing 69.5% of his passes. He's got 13 touchdowns against 2 interceptions. His passer rating is 105.5.
This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
I've always found him to be fluky. Is it possible that he is spookier than I've given him credit for?
He is just not liked. Nobody likes him. He has been a really good quarterback.
Not even Mike Zimmer.
For the Minnesota Vikings, he has been a really good quarterback for them. Their defense stunk last year. They got rid of all those vets, or a lot of the secondary, and Green Bay went up there and sliced and diced them. Kirk Cousins, this is not a popular opinion. He's a good quarterback. He is not Aaron Rodgers, but he's not Baker Mayfield. He is in, I would put him tier two quarterbacks in the league. And that's good enough to win if you got the right cast around him. I just don't think the Minnesota Vikings do.
Okay. Is it spooky or fluky? Ha 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 ha
ha ha ha. I don't like Kirk Cousins either. I do think...
Why is he so hated? He seems like he's like a wannabe choir boy. Doesn't he kind of get that vibe?
He feels inauthentic to me.
How on earth can you make that claim? What is he trying to be? He's a quarterback that's kind of a nerd. Like, that's who he is, and that's what he shows off.
Well, how can I make that judgment? I feel like Russell Wilson doesn't feel authentic either.
That I can see. Kirk Cousins, what is he doing that? What is he doing that's inauthentic to you? Can I tell you something? I think you don't like him because he ain't vaccinated. That's what I think.
I disliked him long before he wasn't unvaccinated.
But I think that's the biggest reason you don't like him.
That hasn't helped my opinion of him, no.
There you go. Yeah.
I'll be honest.
Put your bias out there. You don't like him because he ain't vaccinated, period.
I don't like him because,
Well, for a variety of reasons, but that is one.
He seems to me to be somebody that you have no feelings towards. Like, a lot of people elicit responses from you. Russell, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady. Kirk Cousins, to me, if you're a starting quarterback in the NFL, I'd say he's one guy that I could look at and say, meh, meh. He's not
Jay
moving.
Cutler.
He's not. No, Cutler, you're going to hate or love.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins is.
That's what
meh. He's the perfect way to describe him is meh. Do you like having him as your quarterback? Meh. Do you like going against him as a Packer? Meh. You have a feeling of indifference. He'll play. He'll be fine.
Sound?
But I'm indifferent.
That's not the indifference. Meh.
Kirk Cousins
is the different.
Kirk
the
Cousins
sound of
drives no inspiration for his fan base or his coaches, and he draws no hatred or ill will from an opponent. He is meh.
I just don't understand why Grouch the farm cat is the sound for him.
What, meh?
Meh. But that's not how you're saying it. It's got kind of a meow part to it. Meh.
He's definitely a cat. He feels like a cat guy to me. But you're a cat guy, too.
I'm a trivia guy. Time now for Wildy and Tausch trivia.
Yeah.
Meh.
Do you guys understand what I'm saying, though? Jesse, is there a quarterback that you have less feeling toward? Like, you could be less indifferent than Kirk Cousins?
Less indifferent?
Like, it's just... There is a malaise about him. That's like, it doesn't bother you. He doesn't. That's just. He doesn't move the needle one way or the other. It's just meh.
No, he's the guy.
There's nobody else that is as meh.
I think it used to be Alex Smith, and now it's Kirk Cousins.
But then Alex Smith busts his leg up, and you're rooting for him.
Yeah,
love him.
Then he became likable just when Kirk Cousins became.
Yeah, there is nobody as meh. It's just, it's a crazy thing for someone.
Now you've changed the sound effect, I noticed.
For someone that has played quarterback in this league for this long and has made as much money and has done the stuff he's done, the Packer fans are as indifferent towards him as any starting quarterback of a rival that you could ever imagine. They just don't care. It's like, meh.
Andy Dalton for a while.
Yeah, Dalton is in that same category. I give you that.
Meh.
But you don't really have a malaise towards Dalton. You don't even really think about him.
Yeah, you're right. Once again, I don't know about the sound effect, but the ethos behind it is right on the money from Tausch. Also, you will never feel... What's that sound again?
Meh!
About working at Steinhoffel's. They are hiring right now. They've got several positions available in their Waukesha warehouse. They're also hiring delivery drivers out of both Waukesha and Kenosha. They're a family-run, employee-owned company. Great place to work. We have lots of friends that are over there. I've got lots of friends on LinkedIn that work there now. It's a great place to work. They offer a flexible 4-day work week, great benefits, competitive pay, and an opportunity to grow. They want customer-focused team players who work as hard as they play. And if you are looking for a career change and want to work in a fun, clean, friendly environment, apply today at steinhoffels.com/careers. Caller 4 right now for Wildy and Tausch trivia. Don't make it meh. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Jesse, today's category is what?
Happy National Reptile Awareness Day.
We got way too many days, man.
Be aware of reptiles today. Be aware.
844-770-3776. Trivia next. Caller 4, it's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you.
It wasn't easy,
that should be our new new trivia sound effect. Forget the donkey. A disinterested Grouch the Farm Cat.
We can't do that because I am not disinterested in trivia. I'm not have a general malaise about trivia.
You're also not a donkey. So what is it? There's no, like, reasoning behind that either.
No, I'm kicking you in the tail to call and get ready to go play trivia. It's a tail kick.
Donkeys don't kick people in the tail.
Pin the tail.
They might kick you in the chest with their back legs, and you may pin the tail on the donkey. I love when you conflate various concepts into one.
I'm kicking you
in the tail.
No. Our fans, I'm calling out like, hey, get moving. So I'm kicking you in the tail to get moving. That's the...
Where's the tail, Jason?
But donkeys don't kick you in the tail.
No, I'm kicking the donkey.
You either pin the tail on the donkey, or they kick you.
You kick the donkey, and the donkey goes, hee-haw.
Yeah.
When you kick
it. And the hee-haw is that call
to... I take it back.
Get your butt moving.
You are a donkey.
Get your butt moving and call in. That's what I'm doing.
Jeez. Get her moving. Keep her moving.
Yeah.
Let's welcome in Steve in Kenosha. Steve, does the sound of a donkey make you feel like you're being kicked in the tail?
Say that again?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Nelly!
Time now for trivia. Steve, how you doing today, buddy?
It's a beautiful day.
In the neighborhood.
Yes.
Question one on... Happy National Reptile Awareness Day trivia.
Oh, God. Somebody just slept in and decided, what can I pull up here? What is this really a day? A national
reptile? It's today.
You know,
NRA Day? It's NRA Day.
If you didn't leave the previous segment early, you would have known. Question one.
I didn't leave anything early. What are you talking about?
You took your headphones off?
Okay.
You did. No. I saw it. I love you, though. Question one, Steve.
I love you guys.
Which type of reptile is Harry Potter magically able to speak with in the famous movie and book series? Is it a snake, a turtle, or Packers wide receiver Alan Lazard?
I'm not into Harry Potter, so I'm going to say a snake.
I did not know this either.
I'm
that's
with
the first time.
That was a crapshoot between A and B for me, too.
It's parcel tongue. Old HP talking to the snakes.
All right, good stuff.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, which of these creatures is not a reptile? Is it a chameleon, a crocodile, or a frog?
A frog.
He's an amphibian.
Good time for you to do Kermit there, Jason.
Question three. Which of these...
No, he's not a reptile. I shouldn't do him at all, right? He's an amphibian.
He's not amphibian.
The answer was frog. So it's a natural lead-in.
Correct, yeah. I understand where your mind was at there, but I got it. Question three, Steve. Which of these is the longest venomous snake...
Snake...
Which of these is the longest venomous snake in the world? Does this mean that there's another snake that's longer but isn't venomous? Is this a trick question?
Yes.
Feels a little tricky. All right.
Spooky.
Longest.
Some would say it's a little spooky.
Or fluky. All right, Steve. Longest venomous snake in the world. Is it the diamondback rat snake, the black anaconda, or the king cobra?
I'm going to go with the king cobra.
Wow. Hey.
Steve's anaconda don't want none if you're not venomous. I'm sorry, Steve. What was that?
I said I don't believe anacondas are venomous.
Is that true?
Wow.
Look at
you
Steve
don't know
dropping
anything
out.
About Harry Potter, but you know your snakes.
So, Steve, do you know anything about chemistry before we let you go on, like, why watering down drinks and things of that nature?
I mean, I don't know. What's the question?
Well, the question is, does it really change the complexion of a drink? Let's say you get a Tito's, and you put a little grapefruit juice in there and mix it around, and you put the ice in first compared to putting the ice in after you put the drink. Does that change the complexion of the drink from a molecular standpoint?
I would only think that it depends on the temperature of the liquid that you're putting in there.
Okay. All right.
You know what? As to if the ice melts faster or not, that's what I would say.
Okay.
You know, if it's warm, if it's a warm liquid, if it's non-refrigerated, it's obviously going to melt it faster than if the liquid's cold.
I don't know about Steve's qualifications, gentlemen, but I am happy to report that a professor of the University of Wisconsin-Madison, specializing in chemistry, is scheduled to appear at 11:30 on Wilde and Tausch.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for calling. You got 3 out of 3, right?
Thanks, Steve. Great job. Tausch raises an ice cold. This is why this is so fascinating to me. You're all about ice today, even though you drink out of cold cans of Coors Light that tell you when they're cold.
Well, because I'm a simple man. And I like when it's simple. I want just I don't want to always call chemists to find out what's going on. Sometimes it's nice just look at a bottle. And the bottle's blue. Hey, it's cold activated. It's good. It's cold. It's going to chill. It's Coors Light. It's brewed with a 3-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged. So it is made to chill. That's why it's always Coors Light in my hand. When I just want to sit back and chill, not deal with the table, of, you know, the periodic table, and get into all kinds of equations. And just grab yourself a Coors Light. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The 11 o'clock hour will include a chemistry professor from the University of Wisconsin-Madison, Ann Wonelli. Wow, what a dream hour. You'll want to stick around for it, and it'll start in 2 minutes. It's Wilde and Tausch.